Once around my committee the whole meeting, 18th, 2015.
I'd like to call to order the committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake, May 18, 2015, 7:20 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Neely.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Thank you. May I get a nice for thank you. For item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of April 20th,
2015.
How about a second? Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Committee of the whole. First items up is for Public Works Facilities.
Staff is recommending that we install a hedge located on the side of the driveway. And the site is budgeted. It will replace the snow pipes that we typically have to put up in the winter. Be much more aesthetically pleasing.
I've discussed this staff. It's permanent. We don't have to put it up. We don't have to put it down. We don't have to maintain it. Hopefully it doesn't die from salt.
I'm told that Privet is a very hardy plant and should tolerate the salt very well. We planted on planting it 10 to 15 feet away from the driveway, so it should be out of the affected area of salt thrown.
It'll look so much more pleasant than
snow hiking. Absolutely. Great, we'll move this forward. Yes. Gamma jet?
Staff is also proposing the purchase of a gamma jet for the bagger truck. The gamma jet also has been budgeted. What it is that ball that goes down into our sanitary pump station. It's got a bunch of tiny little holes in it, and it's spraying high pressure water inside the sanitary lift station, and it breaks up any grease and debris that might be in there so it can be pumped down the line. Currently what we use is fire hose to try and break up the grease as best we can. Obviously you're limited because well, it's down in a hole, you're limited with that spray of what you can actually get. The gamma jet lowered in will be able to hit the entire inside of that well. We expect it to speed up cleaning our pumping station significantly. I believe I said there, we estimate it takes about 4 days to do it now. With this gamma jet, it should go down to about 1 day. So it'll make it a lot easier for us to go out and clean up that well on a regular basis.
Is there something else we can use this thing to? Are there like manholes or?
You could put it down in a manhole. I'm not sure how often that would be applicable, but I just recommend it.
Very good. Moving forward to the consent agenda. Thank you. Long Lake Drive street light replacement.
I believe you have a packet in front of you, hopefully, with some pictures of Long Lake Drive. There are three light pole bases there currently. There's only two light poles. One of the light poles has been knocked down and never replaced. You can see it's just a bunch of exposed wires with the cone on top of it. The pole that's furthest to the west is leaning at a fairly significant angle. We feel that it's kind of a safety hazard the way that foundation is. And the final pole to the east is actually not working right now. There was a fault somewhere in the cable, in the end light bulbs. So between the three of them, we propose to remove all three of the street lights and the foundation and install two new streetlights on new foundations with a new conduit and new wiring between those two poles. We want to keep the light pole at the intersection with Nassau Circle, and the light pole is closest to the Oak Street.
One's eliminated?
Yes, the one that is furthest to the west would be eliminated. Right now there's no intersection or sidewalk in the area that is lighting, and we feel like we're not going to do anything there.
Very good. Any questions, comments, concerns?
The liaison, are they happy with it?
Yes.
Okay, and that's all from us. Let's move forward.
Very good. Move this to the consent agenda. Thank you. Fairly Lake Subdivision Street Patching Project.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, before you is agenda items describing a patching project for Valley Lake Subdivision. As you may recall, we did some of that last year, split it up into a couple of consecutive projects, take a little bit of time. This is the next phase of that. We feel that this will complete the patching on Valley Lakes at various stretches, various roads. And the agenda item is for preparation of bid packages to solicit bids for it.
Any comments? The liaison fine had discussion with us? Very good. Move the floor. Consent agenda. And last one is the plow truck purchase.
Currently, the village has 3 5-yard plow trucks and 1 10-yard plow truck. These big trucks are the ones that are capable of having a wing mount to the side of the truck and effectively move twice as much snow as the other trucks in our fleet. The oldest truck right now is 19 years old. Made it through the winter last year without any significant problems, but at 19 years old, it can't be relied to make it through another winter. If we lose that truck, we lose 25% of our main plow capacity. We're recommending the purchase of a new plow truck. Currently, I have a bid from one manufacturer, both for the chassis and for the box, and awaiting bids from other manufacturers for the chassis and the box. Hopefully, those numbers will be coming soon. Currently, the estimates that I have is $167,300. We feel that snow removal is an essential duty of the village, and that this truck is needed to effectively do that snow removal and guarantee that our streets will be clear and safe for them. Correct. The bids that I have are from International and Monroe. Those are the two companies that we use for all of our other large plow trucks.
So my question is to the attorney is, do we need another bid since we purchased from this company already? Do we go to the company or do we
We have to bid? We didn't do a bid on this purchase. So you can waive, under our own rules, you can waive the bid, and that's when it goes on a consent. Just put it on a consent agenda and waive the bid.
I prefer to talk about it tonight and get the ball rolling so when the other folks come in, brings the vote for not a consent, so there is waiting stuff on. Let's just put it on the record for the votes.
And just in case there's some mistake. And the reason why we're going to go now versus wait until the state bid comes in?
If we wait until the state bid comes in, that would be a large order of trucks placed by the state, and they'll be able to reach across the line. So there would be a chance that we wouldn't get our plow truck until halfway through or afterward.
And then we're gambling that we're going to make it through all of the season. And that's a pretty good gamble.
And the 19-year-old truck will remain also. Right now, it's sitting at the Lake County Division Transportation Mechanic Shop. They're doing a once-over on it and doing an oil analysis. Determine if there's any wear and tear to the engine. Depending on the results of their overview, make that determination.
So I'm trusting newbie.
Sorry about
All I'm going to ask is, do you have one in paper?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess, well, I want to make sure, Trustee, that's going to go with International Monroe.
Yes.
Before we even get any other quotes, or
yes.
Wait till those quotes come in, if it comes in with an amount.
I would say, go with what we personally have.
And I guess
it's reliable, all our stuff is uniform, and we got missing parts, and so that's my recommendation.
So, for the board meeting, then, we just say sole source, our attorney,
Yeah, and as part of the consent item, the item is to waive the rules and approve this purchase.
I think this is the most prudent way to go forward.
Well, I'd like to be a particular hallway, so I have 10 manufacturers in the house, we have more people with the company, plus a couple of other 32 plants, and we can track what we can see.
Director Radoff, I know that one of the plow trucks that we have, and I don't know if it's one that we're talking about replacing, in the fleet evaluation that Mr. Gagan did for us, he pointed out one of the wings on the 5-yard truck really wasn't in the right position or the most favorable position, and while it was plowing and the wing was out, there would be a gap and it would leave a furrow of snow on the street. I assume that you're aware of that situation and ensure that that will not happen on our new truck.
That is not the truck that we're talking about replacing. The truck that is talking about refurbishing and remediating. But both the plows that we're going to purchase with the new truck will be front mount plows.
Okay. Very good. So right now, do we need the vote to a motion?
You don't need to take any action on that right now. Steve will present it on the agenda as a waiver and a purchase.
All right. Next meeting.
Yeah. The direction is to waive the bidding, which it appears that it is.
And we don't have to do that now.
You don't have to do that.
So we're all in favor of having Adam move forward on this.
We don't expect us to be in the drive at the next meeting before we vote on.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're not gonna, he's not gonna buy it before the next meeting.
Very good.
Hard to separate the humor from the fact.
In the past, we would not vote on a squad car. We'd be in the parking lot brand new before we vote on a way pass. So.
It was way past.
Yeah, way past.
I remember that. The vehicle would be here.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll move this forward to the consent agenda. Is that Mr. Shields?
Yes.
Very good. Anything under building and zoning that has come up?
No, sir.
If not, then police department, painting of the hallway and foyer.
The police department.
Help them make it. You know what? As long as it was brought to my attention, can we hold one moment? Back to special events. Memorial Day parade is coming this Monday. Trustee Crayley just asked about decorating the float at Public Works. I assume that all of us will pitch in and do it. The banners are downstairs being straightened out. I guess the thing we need to do is what time we want to show up on Sunday morning.
Can we do it on Friday?
I did care to say we'll do something for Sunday.
Friday would be better. The staff is there for reason. For any reason, the voltage is wrong. I think it would be better if we do it on Friday.
Friday at?
Whatever. So turn the hours up to there.
Turn off like 1 o'clock.
Does that fit into your schedule, Mr. Rito? Very good.
What
time? 1 o'clock, Friday.
1 o'clock,
Friday.
How's it work?
Be there, be square.
I'm just going to use it to get off work.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I will try, but I can't guarantee.
The Netco might also be also active for the week that fix it all again.
Yeah, already done. And in regards to that, the beautification committee did get the flowers planted at the clock tower. The clock tower has been painted and refurbished. It looks absolutely fantastic. Spoke with Director Weedoff today, and he and his team will make sure that our dandelion field out there is killed, and that the area will look nice and spruced up and cleaned up. And you know, we're in the middle of a construction process, and cross your fingers and hope that they can get the sidewalks done and then a little bit of brick laid there.
If I can comment.
Yes.
I did talk to the contractor, Peter Baker, about that today. They anticipate having all the brick work done and hopefully all the asphalt paved
for the brick. Wow, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Super, super.
Prayers are accepted.
Also, the department is going to make sure that the plastic consoles will be there and the volume is going to go there.
We will set up the loudspeakers on Friday. I've been all ready to go. I'll have to talk to you. Somebody about to take it.
Okay. Loudspeaker and what?
Podium.
This podium?
This podium, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Who's all going to be in the float?
I'm
going
to be floating.
You're
going to be in the float? Yeah. Okay. Who's going to be in charge of taking over the 15th job and expressing the parade?
Senior trustee.
Senior trustee.
I say what makes the most money.
Senior trustee.
No.
We'll get it done.
I just bought all the candy.
That's the candy that I
saw. You bought all the candy already?
Cool. I would be cooking at the Legion that day. So I would be the break early. Somebody wants a hot dog or a hamburger at
9
a.m. in the morning.
Ooh,
can I
come get a hot dog for
Vegas? Oh, my God. Are you on a phone service?
No, I have my sister in law there. Unfortunately, I don't trust
him. I understand.
I understand.
Pretty good.
What does your team wear?
We wear our red woolen shirts, because I said we got the new ones coming in. John Thompson let me know today that I'll have them ready for it, so we can wear them at the Memorial Day Parade. And Patty and Sue will have new red ones and stuff, so I said we all have reds. So
sure.
Meeting at Phil's Hall, at what time?
Of course.
Of course, meeting there.
For the to build it to for the parade. I would say we met here.
Yeah,
we met
here fast, yeah.
Yeah. And I think we're first in line this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What time do you
want
to meet here?
It's
early.
Yeah.
Eight thirty should be fine. That's plenty of time.
So if you go for 10,
well, lineup starts at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, but they start at 10.
So bring an egg to Charlie and you put it on a hot dog for you.
Who's driving us?
Who's driving us? He's looking there for this.
It just jumped up really fast.
But the men, who's on the back end? Well, like one of us, you see us on the back, just go quick and you jump us.
Very good. I think we're set for the parade. Any other questions? Commander Aki.
All right. First item, determined seeking authorization to paint our interior hallways and foyer. The building is about 10 years old. It's some stuff and stuff that can be used to the building with it. We asked for 5 quotes. We got 4 quotes back. The lowest quote was $2,315. From Touchstone Painting and Gravely. This is a question that
But you mean the foyers we come in, and then your whole hallway going down to our offices and stuff?
Yes. There's other things that need different work on you, more parts that have.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Just so you know, the old liaison talked to Chief Gillette, and we're informed about what was going on and how many quotes were given on each one of these items that you're about to read, and that we both agree on, that we both wholeheartedly agree that we should move forward.
And Touchstone is the one that you want to go with?
That is the one.
Yes.
Do we know the company? Has anybody dealt with them?
I would have to check with Touchstone.
What is $215 left if tiled?
There's an area they want to tile. They tile, but he doesn't get a paint that long.
I see.
The area is squat room, where we walk in and out with all our equipment into the car and such, and it gets bumped in quite frequently, most of the time against it, so it gets kind of mixed up.
So it's actually $215. We're going to paint the tiled area or not?
We're just painting. We're not asking for any tile or anything, just paint.
So it'll be $2315 minus the $215?
If tiled, if we tile.
So you minus.
But you just said you're not going to tile.
So it's still
going to
be
the
2315.
So it's 2315. Mm-hmm. And the other bid, 2350. And so those two prices are then the same, excluding the tiled area. The only reason that I ask is that I know that we have used Mark Alexson in the past. He's painted here twice. The three.
And then
the squat or this all over. If it's a matter of $30, $35 that we're talking about, if we know Touchstone Painting and we know that they're going to do a fine job and they're reputable and I have no problem with it. If nobody knows them, I would prefer to go with a known contractor that we've used.
But it says plus the paint of the tile area. So does that mean there's going to be more money if he has to paint where it was supposed to be tiled?
Just paint of tile area. I would ask a question and make a decision. Like I said, we use a contractor. We know he does good work. So we'll move forward with your further investigation. Thank you. Lexapol?
The police department is seeking permission to enter into agreement with the Lexapol Law Enforcement Policy Manual and the DA training will service health departments to maintain policies that reflect up-to-date ethical law enforcement standards and best practices. The cost of the Lexapol system is $6,850 minus a family public wish fund grant we've already received in the amount of $6,301. So for the first year, so there's a difference of $500 we can pay this year. For the $5,450 annually after that.
This is what we're in that question with other departments to clean our cost up.
This is a policy service.
It also tells you best practices.
Right.
On
so they even see the federal laws that they change their own.
Right. Because a lot of times it's the law, but the thing is that we follow the law itself, but it's always best practice to do dusting so as opposed to knowing X, Y, Z. So in other words, it keeps you out of trouble that way.
Right.
This is called preventative maintenance, so you don't end up on channel 2 cleaning with our attorney next to us, talking about what we can say and what we can't say.
Obviously, the liaisons would like to move this forward. Everybody in agreement?
Yeah, move forward.
Very good. To the consent agenda and NIPIS.
We are seeking permission to have an officer be placed in the NIPIS mobile field force. And the mobile field force is created to maximize the effectiveness of initial response efforts by teams when a major civil disturbance occurs. Civil disturbances, union conflicts, public demonstrations, and other events involving large or Israeli crowds require civil response by police agencies. The Naples Mobile Field Force provides its member agencies with a professionally planned, organized, cost-effective, and rapid response to control unruly crowds, either hostile or passive, seal out problem areas regardless of size, rescue citizens or officers from crowds, clear an area of the hostile individuals by use of proactive tactics and efforts to apprehend multiple offenders if required. Raleigh Queen Barney being a member of NIPIS since 1998, the cost to participate in the mobile field force is $785. $675 of that is an assessment and $103 communications assessment annually, and one officer equipment cost of $2,400, totaling $3,205.
If I'm correct, you already have a volunteer officer for that.
Yes.
And what it is that when it's like you belong to the club, everyone else comes and helps you if you happen to have a major civil disturbance.
We have access to about 120 officers.
Absolutely. So we have one volunteer officer already.
Correct. So this would be the second officer. There'll be two officers in that.
Very good.
One in the ESP and all in the ground force.
Liaisons are in favor?
Absolutely.
Everybody else? We will move this forward to the consent agenda. Thank you so much. Mr. Shields?
And finally, we have two proposals for mosquito management. One is for $44,000, which is a total, for the management of mosquitoes. The second quote is for $35,000. I'm presenting this now. It's typically start with the spring in June. What I would like to do is, if I could, with a car, take the 35 and negotiate further down if possible. I know Public Works costs. I'll be out here a little around.
We bought some tablets outside for dropping the sorcerers.
Part of this quote is also using that, so I'd like to at least get this in front of the board and bring it back to the regular board with the decision to see if I could have knocked it down. The last thing we spent $25,000 is we only have three springs. This one includes four. I know that there's a complex right out there regarding these fields. I know she's got some trustee failing here. She's talking about the TQIS about that.
I get it. I really do.
Something we have to do as a government, basically. So if there's any questions, I can deal with it now.
Well, you know, if it's dry season, it seems like they're wasting the money.
It's been very wet this year. I have a feeling it's going to be another bad year.
Right now, it's setting up with a love. An El Nino, which usually dictates that the Midwest will be hot and dry. I've seen the weather gurus and the crystal balls be wrong before.
I can also ask this, could you spray in June, August, and September, and skip a month? Or we don't have them to do that and say, look, it's really bad, don't have to do it.
Well, he's got field people, and I think they keep track of stuff. And I just ask him, you know, before you spray an harvest in September, we want to know what things are like.
I think he's going to want to know, last time I talked to him, though, trusting really a specific time. You know, what month.
And I prefer to say, well, can we skip them on them, but if it's really that bad, it has to snap them up. We did it last year, I think it was in July.
Yeah, last minute.
Right. So he has the ability to go out and spray. I mean, that's another option. If the more months on the piece of that, I can ask.
I would think keeping it up if we do June, August, because most people are home on vacation starting September and back to school and after work, and you know, fall starts. And more people are going to be outdoors during the summer, but it's really fun.
Let me see what you can do now. You basically right now, the max is $39,000. Let's see what you can negotiate.
And he won't seem to renegotiate.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know what, I've known the guy for 27 years. He's a children's man. He's a very nice guy. Very easy to talk to him. I think they'll customize and you wait for me one, so I think you do it as pretty much.
He did last year, so I can't imagine he wouldn't do this year.
But I think something we should look at in the future, I mean, not now. My last position, we took four villages, or four cities. It was us, Riverwoods, Deerfield, Northbrook, and we put together a consortium, and we actually made a taxing mosquito abatement district. It goes up in bill, under a tax bill. Everybody pays the same, it's paid per head, everybody, you know, whatever you figure out how split the population is, each household pays the same. And then that just comes through, and the villages don't have to worry about it. The mosquito abatement district knows they're getting X amount of dollars, they know when they have to spray, they figure all that out, it's done automatically. So, something to think about.
Except the state to add another tax on the tax bill.
Well, either way.
I know, but if they're paying for it in our tax, it's not
going to
be any more than if they see another line item.
Now, I know what you mean.
It's a psychological.
But it ended up being cheap once we put all four villages together.
I agree with that.
Because
the village pay for it rather than
an
individual.
Maybe if you got together with all the villages around here, maybe you send out a card and say, okay, you know, the five villages are around here, and just see if we can come up with a package.
Well, we keep talking about sharing services and going together.
It's the way
you're going now. But I think this is an important service that everybody needs it, so it's something that we can all benefit from.
And every year we hear the complaints, so we know that the people are telling us they want it. And need it.
I've had at least three or four emails and I have four calls. So they are coming. They start coming up actually the first hot weather. So, but the people that are living by the water, they're the ones that get hit the worst all the time. So.
Economic development, some of the day's hard work, tea lakes.
And bear in mind the problem. These ponds are owned by the HOA. And they're not, I know not all of the HOAs are doing anything about mosquito abatement within the pond. So we can spray all we want out on the street surface. And how much of that actually gets through the backyards and through the pond? So again, we're only doing half the job as a village.
Well, if you'll look into that to give us an option, Steve, that'd be great. But it's obvious that we want to move forward with mosquito abatement.
Thank you, Steve.
Very good. Thank you. Any new topics?
Not a new topic, but can you please delay our thank you to Jeanette and to Anne for the presentation?
Absolutely.
It is nothing new.
Absolutely. With that, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:53. Three. Four. Three.
Three.